We have a right to write up a shtar for Leiva that Reuven wants to borrow $1,000. So we can write up a shtar right now saying Reuven is borrowing $1,000, even though the milver is not here. That it should be ready with him, that any time Shimon wants to lend him the money, and Shimon says, listen, I'll only lend you the money if you have a shtar, so the Leiva should have a shtar on hand. Therefore, we write up a shtar for the Leiva for his sake, to make sure he'll get the money when the Malva wants to give it to him. But v'yein kais v'in the Malva, but we do not write a shtar for the Malva to say, you lent $1,000, ad she'e Leiva imoy, unless the Leiva is there with him. Because here there's not such a big purpose to write it up for the Malva without the Leiva. And v'haloiva noisein tchar, for the shtar milva, who has to pay for the shtar? The Leiva, he's the one that has to pay for the shtar. That's the din, that v'haloiva, he's the one, v'haloiva noisein tchar. The Leiva has to pay the tchar, he pays the paycheck. Now, koisvin shtar l'moicher, afopi shein lakech imoy. Somebody wants to sell his field, so the moicher has a right to have a shtar written up to be already just in case he gets somebody wants to buy it, even though the lakeach is not here yet. But v'yein kais from the lakeach, at she'ei moicher imoy, but we do not write up a shtar for lakeach as if to say, I am buying this field, unless there's a moicher that wants to sell it to you. Without the moicher, we do not go and write up the shtar. V'halakeach noisein tchar, a shtar mecher, or sale, who has to pay for the shtar, for the sefer, the lakeach, the one that buys the field, he's the one that has to pay for it. Now the Mishnah says, "Ein koitzvin shtori erisin." We do not write up a shtar erisin, and like the Gemara in Moikon explains that shtar psikto to Rav Gilda Kamat Nois Labincha, like the tnoyim, how much money you're going to give to your son, how much money you're going to give to your daughter, is ein koitzvin shtori erisin unisuyin ela midashneim. Only midashneim, the midavia chosam avia kala. They both have to be there together. Then you write it. And Unisuyin Rashbam says that's the Ksuba. We don't write up the Ksuba. Elamidash Nayim, the Das of the two fathers. Who has to pay for the Shtar, the Chosin? The Chosin has to pay the money for the Shtar to write up the Ksuba and to write up the Shtar Erisin. That's called Yachosin Noisin Tzchar. Now, Ein Koisvin Shtar Erisin, Ein Koisvin Shtar Arisus, the Kablonus, Elamidash Nayim. Somebody wants to become an orus, that means work in somebody's field, that he'll receive half of the profit, a third or a quarter, or else the kablonis means that I'll work for you, and kachva kakor l'shon, that I should get 10 barrels a year. So they want to make up a shtar, such a shtar and a deal that I'll work on your field. We only write up the shtar, elamidash neim, only if both the owner and the worker is there. And we have makabel noisin tchar, the one that's makabel, the one that's going to work on the field, he's the one that has to pay the sefer for writing up the shtar. Now, ein koisvin shtori birurin v'chol mais the bezdin ele midashneim. We don't write a shtar birur from a vary the tainas, say exactly what the tainas were. The Rashbam says before, tomorrow will explain. V'chol mais the bezdin. Also, the Rashbam says, going adrachta, the medin l'loiva v'yoz l'poro v'terem shichtov. Adrachta, when he doesn't have any money to pay up, we take away his fields by force. So all these things of a Maisa Bezdin, we only write it up, Midash Neim. We have to tell the Malv and the Leivish, no, we're writing up these Doris. Ushneim Neishtin Tzchar, in such a case, both of them. And the Shtar, the Rashbam says, it means the Shtar Birurim. When you write down the Shtar of the Tainus, exactly what they said, both of them, both Baal Dvorim have to pay for it. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Lishneim Koisvin Shnayim Lezeh Liatznoi, Lezeli Atzmoi. Hashneim Rashbam says, Eidim, Koisvin Shnei Shtaris Lezeh Echad Lezevi Lezeh Echad. The Eidim, they write down two Shtaris to give one to this Baldover and one to this Baldover. In other words, for Shtar Birurim, you want to write up a Shtar of all the Tainas that was said, each Toyin has like his own Shtar written up, all his Tainas he said, and the other one has a Shtar of the notes like all the Tainas that he said. It's called both of them have two shtaris, each one has his own shtar written up. Now the Gemara says, "Mayu b'vach yehi makirin." What does it mean to say that you have to be makir like the sefer and the edim have to know who the man is? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav u b'vach yehi makir shem ish beget. When it comes to write up a get, the Sofer and the Edim, they have to know sure, they have to make sure they know this is the man, this is the name of the man, this is the husband. And B'Shem Risha B'Sheva, when they want to write up a receipt for the wife, they have to make sure to know this is the real wife, this is her name. So Mashma, that's enough. So Yosef Rav Safra Rav Acha Bar Huna for Rav Huna Bar Chinano, the Yosef Abaya Gabaya, Abaya was sitting with them. The Yasmin, they were sitting on Kumi Boilu, they had this for a question. Shem Ish Beget In. Mashma, all the Edom have to know is just the name of the man. But Shem Ish Eloi, they did not have to know his wife's name. The same thing by the Sheva, by the receipt. Shem Ish B'Sheva, it's enough if they know the name of the wife by the receipt. In. But Shem Ish Eloi, but they did not have to know the name of the man. Freti Gemara, why? Velechish, why are we afraid? Dil Makos of Gita, maybe they wrote a get for this man. And to go and give it to somebody else's wife. And Vizimnin Ozlo Kosva Isha Shaver. Sometimes a wife will have a receipt written up. Vyoivalagavra de Lavdilo, and she give it over to her husband. It's not her own husband. And the husband will have a receipt that he paid up Iksuba to his wife. So why are we afraid of this? So Malu Abaya Abaya says back, Enachanami, that Hochi Yom Rav, this is what Rav said, you should know. They have to be Makar Shem Ish Beget, Vuhu Adin L'Shem Isha. They have to be Makar to know clear the man's name by Get, and the same thing the lady's name. They have to know the wife's name also. The same thing with the receipt. Shem Isha B'Sheva, they have to know the wife's name by the receipt. Vuhu Adin L'Shem Isha, they have to know clear who her husband is, who is the one that paid her up, Iksuba. Fred Gemara still v'leichesh, why aren't we afraid? L'shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adorim v'irachas. Why aren't we afraid that maybe the two husbands, two men have the same name and it's like a different husband? Even though they know this is Shimon ben Yosef, maybe there are two of them in the same city. That Dilma Kosov Gita, maybe he wrote a get for his own wife. V'yozla motele l'yisa sadech, and I go and give it to the other one's wife. Amalu Rav Acha Bar Huna Hochi Yom Rav. This is what Rav said. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adorim Birachas. In case there'll be such a case like that in one city, it should do with that there are two people with the same name. Then the locher is Ein Megarshin Shusayim. We cannot give a get to the wives. Elazeh Bifnezer. Only if we have like in front of them. You can't give the get only in front of them. Then we know for sure exactly that the right husband is giving it to his right wife. But otherwise, we do not give the get, shaloi b'fnei the husband, we cannot give it. So Gemara still asked the question, though. Falechish, why are we afraid? Dil ma'ozel l'mo'asachrita. Maybe this man will go to another city. U'machzik lo l'shmei b'Yosef ben Shimon. In the second city, you call his name there, Yosef ben Shimon. Even though that's not really his name. In the second city, you start to give himself a name, Yosef ben Shimon. And there in the second city, because of Gita, he'll have a get written up in his name for his wife. And then he'll come bring it back to the original city. And he'll give it to the wife of Yosef ben Shimon. Why are we afraid of this? So, Malahu Rav Huna Bar Chinano, Hochi Yom Rav, Kol Shehurzeh Shemoi Bir Shloi Shemyoim, Ein Choshesh Enloi. If a person has his name 30 days in the city, we know this is his name, then we're not afraid that he's going to change around his name. So Mor says, "Lo yichzik mai." Let's say the Rashi responds, "Ain choshen loy the chol kach lohoye machlev shmoi zman ruba pen yivod adover." Somebody won't go around changing his name for 30 days. For 30 days, a zikah be caught if he's just changing around his name. So if a person has the same name for 30 days, we have a right to say that's really his name. We're not afraid he changed it. The Mor says, "Though lo yichzik mai." Let's say a person's not there for 30 days yet. We do not know his name is the right name. For 30 days. So Abaya says, the korilei v'yoni. If we call him and he answers him, that's enough, that's also enough of a proof to say that's really his name. In other words, when we call him off guard, in other words, if you call him fast, suddenly, what's your name? And he answers right away, so then we're not afraid, he's just joking around and making up a new name. That's enough to check him out fast. Rav Zvidam Razid said, no, nothing doing. Ramoye Bramayuse Zoyer. Shno, if he's a Rama, if he's trying to trick us right now, he's careful and he'll watch himself. So even if you catch him off guard, still he'll make sure now these days to watch himself. So therefore we have to make sure we know his name for at least 30 days. Halamur says, Ahu Tavra, there was a certain receipt. Devi Chosim Allah was signed on it, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Signed on it. It had his signature on it, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba signed on it. Asiyu lekaimah he is, so now the wife, like the lady that the receipt was written for, Omrulay, and she said to him, Lava no havo ishno, it wasn't me, it wasn't signed for me. Omar, and he also said back, Anon nami amri luhu, lav iuhi. He also, Rav Yirmiyahu said, this is not the lady that I signed it for. So Hura, the receipt should not be good. The Omruli, they said to me, make a shud koshilo, ubogalo koilu ishno, no. It's not the pshat is tam that she became older, that she's grown old and her voice became rough. Make a shevi koshas lo ubag lo kolo. Some rabbi, by zalfa gad yom rabbonin, kivan shigit shuvin chosim magid, sum rabbonin lav urchei lemedik. Even though usually one to say this, you can't retract, but from sum rabbonin, it's not normal that he should, Lavor chayi lemedik, to be made to know exactly if that's the lady or not. So therefore, Rav Kiva, Shulig Rashi Nafkum, Zele Shavuos, Yisum Rabbon, and going of Yimei Rav, Lav Daki lemedik, Lahakia Benoshim Kokach. Pagoda Kamaisa, Shoma, the Lav Iuhi, Lav Klumi. In other words, here, that he first said, this is not her, that means nothing. Because not a Daki for Yisum Rabbon to check out, look into the lady so much. So therefore, even though he said it's not her, but later they explained, yes, it is her, just she became older, so that's not called Chayzer Magid. It's not called his retracting. And therefore, we say the Shaver is still called a good Shaver. All right, we'll stop here. We're really holding up Kuf Samaches. Just last Gemara and Kuf Samachzayin of the Beis. Last Gemara was Hahu Tavra. 4 months in the bottom. Hahu Tavra. There was a receipt. Tevichos Molor Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba signed on it that this is a good receipt, saying that she received her ksuba, and therefore she gives this receipt back to her husband, saying she received the ksuba. Now, after Lekaima Hayisasa, this lady came in front of Rav Yirmiyahu. Omrolei, so he said, Lav Anor Havoi. First of all, she, the lady, said that I'm not the lady, you didn't sign for me. And Omar, he also said, Ano nami yamri luhu, lav iuhi, that Rabbi Yim also said, listen, she's not the one. Like, I don't remember signing on her. The Omru Li, later they told Rabbi Yim, you should know, Miksha su de koshes lo, she stam became old right now. Oboga lo kola, and her voice became old, that's why you don't recognize her. But really, you should know, this is the lady that you signed on, and that's the receipt. Like now she wants to say, you never signed, you never gave me the receipt, like she wants to collect the ksuba again. So we say, no, the bottom Rashbam says, make his koshes. His kino, she became old. Her voice became thick. That's why you don't recognize her. So Amar Abaye says, even though usually we say that,